Thank y'all. Super excited today. Get to teach. And what an intro by Pastor Allen, I'm telling you. All right, so I'm sorry. We're good? All right. As I was walking up here and trying to fix this mic, I closed out all my notes. So got to open that back up. But as he said, my name's Tyler Young. I get the privilege of teaching here every now and then. If I need to adjust it, just holler at me, you know. I get to teach here every now and then, and it is really an honor. I've been here for a significant amount of time. I was trying to figure it up, like 15 years I've been at this church. So I was a youth and trying to learn how to do small groups and doing it okay at times, and then started working with the youth. Now me and my wife run the youth with the help of Josh Davis and Marion Souza. They were actually my youth leaders when I was in there. So at times it's like, oh my gosh. So we got plenty of experience, and oh man, it's so much fun. Got so many stories over the years of just fun stuff. So I'm going to move on now. So what we're going to be doing this, I guess moving forward now for as long as God tells us to do, we're going to take the values. We just released some new values and core things that about our church. And so what we're going to do now is take those and start teaching on them. And so if you want to know about who we are and how we believe and all that stuff, it's going to be coming out, and then it's going to be on our podcast platform to where you can go back and listen to them and hear different things. So as we were going into the summer, you know, we have the Wednesday night thing coming up. It's going to be family night. It's June 12th, right? June 12th is our first night. Super excited. That's going to be awesome. We're going to have stuff for the kids, youth normally on Wednesday nights, but we're going to be there as well. And then we're going to have stuff for us adults. I say us adults, I'll be with the youth, but y'all, we're going to have great things, small groups, and God's going to really use this and move. What we felt like God was speaking to us, the first thing to talk on our values is just community, the community aspect of it. I can definitely speak for myself that when I first came to this church, it was wild. Like, I had never been to a church like that. I was like 13, 14. And normally, you know, I'd been to a lot of churches because my family moved around. And we'd come in, we'd sit there, and then they'd pass out the baskets. We'd put our info in. And then the next couple of Sundays, someone might talk to us, and we'll start plugging in. I'll go to the kids area or whatnot. First Sunday here, I remember we were back there in the back, which normally that's where we went, and all of a sudden, I had like three or four people talking to me, and the Reichs came over and started just talking to us, pouring into us, and then we ended up going to their cell, and it was just wild how much just love we experienced in the first 30 minutes of being here. And so what our goal is now, and the pastors, is that we set up Sunday mornings so we can do exactly that, so we can have that community, so that when we get here, we have time to talk and communicate and hang out, and then also afterwards, we want to structure it to where we can focus on building relationships. And so, as I was getting ready this week, not going to lie, it was a crazy week for me. I had stuff pretty much every day all the way up till this morning, you know, basically. But I really felt like God was speaking to me about this community thing and how it's impacted my life, and how if when we walk it out in a healthy format and with God, it's one of the most impactful things we can do. Was just talking to God about, because we do community so well, but I think what happened was that during the pandemic, we basically had to separate and couldn't really, even up here at church, we do some youth nights at my house, but I wasn't around a lot of people. And as I was doing that, I realized how much I missed it, right? And how much it fed into my life, how much this place actually fed into my life. And once it was gone, I realized, oh man, this is where God's speaking to me. This is where, you know, teachings are great. Like, I love coming up here and teaching. But if I can have like two or three of my friends and we're talking about God and growing, man, that's so amazing, because that can happen anytime, any day, right? And so my goal today is to just start the ball moving on this. Like, you know, community is such a broad aspect that I can't cover everything today, but my goal is just to get it moving so that we can continue and y'all can talk and we can grow this thing together. Something important to me as I was looking at this, and you look in even in businesses or like my job at the fire department or even in churches, that whenever I thought about a healthy community that's thriving and operating with God, I saw a few things. The first thing is that people receive something from it. People are giving something, and then there's a lot of teaching mixed in between. And so I was praying about it and just felt like God said those three aspects, when we hit them right, that people feel loved, cared about, appreciated, and they feel those things, right? It meets that aspect of what God called community to be, fellowship with people. And you see it in a lot of different aspects too, sports. People who've done sports all their life, when they step away from that, they feel an emptiness, right? I know that I played baseball all the way to like 12 or 13, and something happened, wasn't able to do it anymore. And once I stepped away from that, it felt for a long time I was just missing something. And then it was pretty crazy. Shortly after that, I ended up coming to this church and just hearing about how if you pour your life and go after God, that God's going to use you, and that you have a calling and destiny on your life, and that it takes everyone. You know, they used to tell me that God uses every single piece of the puzzle because he's wanting the picture that of the church that he's called to be. So it doesn't just take a bunch of Tyler Youngs. You know, I'm this piece. If you had a bunch of this piece, well, you'd have nowhere near a puzzle, right? And sometimes we do that with the youth. Like, we'll take a box, we'll shake it up, and we'll take like three puzzles and throw them together. And it's a game. But man, it is, when you have a bunch of different random stuff that doesn't belong there, it's wild. And so it's difficult to build that picture. So, but I just really feel like that, one, it takes all of us, you know. There's different times in my life and different, really, even scenarios. Like at youth, like a lot of the time I'm teaching or I'm speaking to these kids. Whenever I used to go to the men's conferences, it was so awesome. I got to receive so much from those guys. I got to just sit back and enjoy it, right? And so I guess the key to that is that in multiple different areas, you could operate in different forms of this. And so now, the one thing with that, whenever I was praying about it, God spoke to me. He said, those three things are completely wrapped up in communication, right? So how I talk to people, how I interact with people, it dictates how that's received. And so that was kind of like my intro. I felt like God said, now I'm going to go into like the more teaching. But when I was looking through the Bible, if you look through it, you see all through there how God used community to impact the people around us, right? A big one that's just spoke to me, I've taught on so many times that just spoke to me, is the story of Jehu. And he was this, and I'm going to paraphrase for time and stuff, but so he was this commander in this army, and they were at this city, and he was surrounded by other commanders, right? And a prophet sent someone down there to give him a word that he was going to be the next king, and that he was called to this, and he was going to release calling and destiny. It was a big, long word. And so he sent him off. He went down there, and he said, hey, I need to give a word. And even I like how they say it says, I need to give a word to you, commander. And they're like, well, which one of us? You know, like, we're all. And he said, Jehu. He pointed them out. And so they went inside. He gave this long word. They come out, and this is where I connect, because this is how I am, and this is how my friends are. They come out and they go, hey man, what was that guy talking about? And he goes, oh yeah, you know how that guy talks and whatnot. He's a little off. And they're like, no, that's not true at all. What did he say? And so Jehu, if you read it, didn't give the full word. He said that I'm anointed king, that God's anointed me king. And immediately his friends, they took their cloaks and they laid it down and put it under, and they said, Jehu's king. And what's crazy is, and how I connected to it so well, is not only would my friends be like, no, you're not telling me the truth. Tell me what this guy told you. And immediately want to know what happened, because they want the best for me. They want to hear what's going on in my life. But also, they encouraged him immediately. And from that point on, you see a different Jehu, right? You see a difference in his character, in everything about him. Immediately, they rode and went to conquer where God had called them to be. And further on down in the story, as people are coming in, you just see how the confidence builds in them. And the confidence built in them, not because of, you know, well, I'm king now. No, it's because the people around him said it, right? When he first got the word, he didn't put a whole lot of weight into it, until his friends around him, the community around him, heard the word, encouraged him, and said they were with him. They, no matter what, they're going to pursue this with him. And that's the type of community I want to be a part of, right? I think we do that really well. I think that at times, though, and I've seen it in my life, I'm almost hesitant on stepping out and being like, yeah, man, do this, or yeah, you should do that. But as I walk with God, I see that how important that is. You know, I don't know how many times that God's just used the people around me. I even remember a very specific time. I was at a youth conference, and I'd been, you know, helping with the youth. I was a youth leader. I wasn't the pastor at that time over the youth, but I just was helping with the youth, and I was just going through a really difficult season. Not because family or anything, but at that time, but because I just poured into some of these guys and then watched them through different circumstances or whatnot, just walk away or just choose to go completely opposite of where God had called them, where they were at currently. They just chose to walk away. And after, you know, four or five different guys that just meeting with them, pouring my heart into them and believing them, I honestly just got burnt out. Like, I didn't know. Like, I remember standing there, we were in a worship time, and just standing there, and just going, God, I don't know if I can do this anymore. You know, I don't know if this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And I remember I was standing in the back, and I just had about four or five different youth or youth leaders or guys or even some parents that were helping with the weekend at this conference come up to me and just give me words how encouraged they were, and how either I impacted their life just by talking to them or through conversation or from meeting with them. And what it taught me was, one, I can't put a value on conversation or relationship, right? Like, it's so important. Like, even just earlier, me and Josh talking about the NBA playoffs, man, like, you know, I don't know if Josh knows this, but I don't have a whole lot of people in my life that talk sports. And so whenever I do see Josh and we talk sports and we get to have that exchange, it means so much to me, right? It means a lot to me. And so and those people, they might have thought, you know, it was, and some of them just came up and said they loved me, and that what just having a relationship with me meant a lot. And that was it. But what it meant in that moment was so much more than that, right? And so, number one, we're called to encourage each other. We're called to I want to be someone who's constantly encouraging people and pushing, like, not pushing them, like, push, but I want to believe that in them so much that they feel that support where they can go after their dreams and who they're called to be. I want to be said that at times that I believe more in them than they do. You know, I want to be that person. I want to walk to where when God anoints someone to do something that I don't harass or ridicule or try to give them the realistic version of that. I want to be able to speak into them and go, hey, you know, I believe in you. You got this. What can I do to help? And so number one, we community is, it encourages each other, right? It encourages each other and it sees the gold in each other and it calls it out, right? And so I truly believe that as we do this in a community, that we're going to see that positive effect, right? I've been on both sides of the coin in relationships or even job or whatnot, to where I've had someone who's encouraged me and I've had someone who's, I wouldn't say being realistic, but they didn't push that in me, and they actually spoke negatively about a lot of things I did. Let me tell you, I enjoyed this other person way more, right? And so it was easier. Now, not taking away the fact that sometimes we have those real conversations, but when I have them in that relationship, right? Because I've built them up and called them out and encouraged them so much through the years that they know that whenever I bring something, hey, man, I noticed this in your life, that whole thing that we've been talking about, feedback and results, I noticed this in your life, man. They know that it's not from a place of me thinking ill of them, but it's a place of love, right? I truly do. I love, you know, when we have youth and yes, I have to correct them. Hey guys, you know, boys, you know, I love wrestling and fighting and, you know, what have you, but during worship, let's try to put the focus here, right? Whenever I look over and you've got them in a headlock, that's not the time, but we can't have that, right? And I love seeing those guys act themselves, laugh, have fun. And through relationship and walking with them and walking in this community, I get to teach them how to walk that out, right? I don't know how many times we've had youth come into us and great kids, amazing kids. And I'm even thinking about this one specific one. Everyone that talked to us about him, that knew him, well, man, that guy's wild. You got a handful with that guy. You know, all this stuff. He's a handful, you know. Good luck trying to teach him this. Good luck trying to keep him to calm down, to sit, to. And as we did life with him, because, you know, what's crazy is I was that kid that teachers told other teachers about, right? I was active. If, you know, I felt like wrestling at that moment, bam, it was on, you know. If I felt like standing in my chair, I was standing in my chair. But what it took was people who loved me, cared about me, and taught me how to walk that out, but still be myself, right? And as I walked this out with this young man and just loved on him, told him I loved him, told him he is amazing, and spoke, and then also dealt with stuff that needed to be dealt with, gave him that feedback, told him, hey, man, you know, when we're explaining the rules, don't be screaming, yelling. Hey, man. As I did that, you saw a complete change in him. To the point that he would come up to me during worship or whenever he saw me, just give me a hug. And he'd hold on for a while, right? And even to this day when I see him, he gives me hugs. And, you know, it's been years since he's been here. And what's crazy is just through us, and I say us because it took the whole youth leadership team, through us showing that guy love, that we saw an impact on him, right? We saw a change in him. And what's crazy is that as we walk this out as a church, I really believe, especially on these Wednesday night things, as we encourage, as we show love, and we give feedback, right? And sometimes feedback's as simple as, hey, let's change how we set up this room. You know, it's kind of cluttered, it doesn't have it. That's not negative. I'm not calling that person a terrible person. What I'm just saying is, hey, let's adjust this small thing. Just small adjustment. And so as we do this, I really think that we open it up for people to come here, right? My goal is to make this place inviting, and when people get here, they're hooked, right? Because that's what happened to me, you know, 15, 16 years ago. I came here, and I encountered God in a way I'd never encountered before. Right, I encountered God on a relationship basis, that one-on-one, like to where it was personal. Not only that, but also I encountered him to where I understood that what I did made a difference, that I could have impact on people and youth around me, that I could influence people, that I did set the atmosphere. When we walk in, and I believe that I'm called by God to be here, to speak into people's lives, to release power, I believe all those things, and it lines up, then I release something, and it changes how the atmosphere around me is, right? And so I want us to set this up to where as we do this Wednesday night thing, that's what happens. Because let me tell you, as I work and as I see this, there's so many broken people. Think about it. How many people, I've interacted with so many people who don't have parents, don't have a mom, don't have a dad. Grandparents are raising them, are homeless, have nobody, or come from broken relationships, broken families. Just the dynamic of all this, like all those things happen. Even when you do have parents and you do have, you come to church, there's still stuff that happens that you have to walk through, right? I know in my life there's still stuff that I had to walk through, relationship. And if I didn't have the people around me that I did, I don't think I would have got through it. I don't think, you know, I think about, and I say this a lot, me and Josh, for years we worked together, Josh Carillon, and we'd have, you know, we drive to Bryant just talking about God or talking about what's happening in each other's lives or stuff. And we just talk all the way there and all the way back. We did ice removal, and we just for hours were with each other in the truck, and so many funny stories. And I wouldn't change all that for the world. Like, you know, what I gained from those years and just all that time with them, it was just irreplaceable, right? But why is that? It's because it was community. It was because I was interacting with them on that level. And so, like, what my heart on this is that we walk in those. We receive, we give, and we teach. We encourage, we show love. We build the relationship that shows care. And, you know, I can't remember all of them, but there's basic needs for that everyone has, you know, to be fat, to have value, to feel loved, to feel, you know, encouraged, feel like they're making a difference. And what's crazy is you get all those from walking out this, right? On that Wednesday night, you can experience all that stuff, right? You can feel value, that you belong to a group, that you have a place, that you have a voice to speak. Even through just conversation with some of y'all here, I've learned so much on Sunday mornings. That's why, like, I enjoy being here early, because I get to talk to y'all. And went on two mission trips with Pastor Harvey, and those were so much fun. Like, we went to Memphis, and we did like some soup kitchens and whatnot. But the community that we grew there, that was amazing, right? And so, So I guess I'm going to end it soon, but so I guess the big thing is that this has impacted my life in such an amazing way, just walking in community with y'all. I want y'all to experience it, but also I want people around us to experience it, right? You know, at times, I think people have said it, like, don't undervalue what y'all bring to this church, right? Don't think that I just show up on a Sunday morning and I sit in my chair and then I sing some songs and leave. Like, y'all bring so much to this. And also, what this church brings to the community, it's felt, it's heard, you know. And so, I would just encourage you on that. That, you know, relationship with people, it's difficult. I'm the worst, probably one of the worst communicators to, like, text. Like, if you call me, I'm pretty good. But if you text me, like, it might be a few days, or it might be next time I see you, hey, man, I saw that text. Let me tell you in person. I'm not great at that. But, and it's not easy to maintain relationships or build relationships, but let me tell you, it's well worth it, right? The relationships I have here, I wouldn't trade them for anything. You know, the amount of encouragement I receive from y'all, the amount of love, anytime my family's going through something sick, I'm getting texts, I'm getting calls. Y'all are just so amazing at it. I want people to experience it. And so what I want us to do is I want us to invite our friends so they can experience it on a Wednesday night. I've gone to Rick's Bible study once, maybe twice, and man, what y'all do there is so amazing. Y'all do life, y'all encounter, y'all speak to each other. That's what I want everyone to experience. I want all these broken people out in Cabot to experience this. I want them to feel encouraged. I want them to go after their dreams. I want them to believe that they can accomplish or overcome whatever they have in their life. And so I guess my takeaways today would be start building relationships, or, you know, start pursuing those. And encourage and build up, and you know, I believe the best in you, and I believe that you believe the best in me, you know. And feedback is a great tool. It is an amazing thing. Whenever we see something in each other's life, I'd much rather you say something to me than 10 years down the road, all the wheels come off my car and I fall and it's just crazy, and you're like, yeah, I kind of saw that 10 years ago. I'd be like, oh, I guess we're not friends then, you know? And so, and then the other thing is something that God spoke to me just to end with is to remember that through loving community, if the Bible in certain areas didn't have that, we wouldn't have people like Paul who had someone speak into his life and release him and call him to ministry. We wouldn't have Peter who is Jesus restored, right? We wouldn't have Jehu, who his friends encouraged, because he was just going to throw out that word and continue on. And there's so many more. There's so many more people that all it took was someone speaking into their life, and they exploded on the scene and released God everywhere they went. And so all it takes is a few words. All it takes is relationship. All it takes is just that one step, right? And so my encouragement this week is just, let's start that, you know. June 12th is a big day, we believe. We believe that it's going to be something that we yearly have an anniversary party because it started something, right? We believe that God's going to release power and change the city. And so we believe that so much, let's start taking steps in action to that, right? Let's all start participating because it's going to take all of y'all. Because let me tell you, I can't do youth and the kids and run back and do a small group. You know, I'm not made to do that, right? I'm barely hanging on some days when I come in here to teach the youth. So it takes all of us. We're all meant to be here, right? So I'm going to pray for us, and then we're going to be released, and then we're going to have some prayer teams up here. If you just want to get prayed for, and if you come up here and get prayed for, I suggest, you know, just come up and just, what I always love doing is coming up here and going, hey, I just feel like God's speaking to me. I just want to hear a word. And I don't know how many times that has completely changed my life. And so I'm going to pray for us real quick. So, dear God, I thank you for this amazing group of people that we just get to not only serve, but live life with, Lord. We just ask that as we continue this, Lord, and as we continue growing in community and doing this Wednesday night, family night, that we just experience your love, and that I choose to believe the best in y'all. I choose to believe that God's released you, called you, and you have amazing callings and destinies, Lord. And through that, we choose to encounter each other in that way. I thank you so much. And we just release people into being who they're called to be, and just ask that you just speak to them. Amen. Thank y'all so much. If you want to...
Let's all stand up. Whoops. Almost unplugged that. You know, I believe the Lord, that's a big deal, Tyler. Thank you for sharing that. That's such a big deal. I didn't know we're going to celebrate June the 12th from now on, huh? So it'll be a party time. You know what the Lord did this morning on that last song we sang when Daniel released us to talk to each other? The Lord was speaking to me about that. And, you know, when somebody's in deep, deep trouble, like they don't know what to do, they're about to panic, their life may be in danger. You see emergency people, doctors and emergency first responders do it. They'll say, look at me. Take your eyes off of the chaos and look at me. And they'll make it if they'll take their eyes off of what's out there. And I feel like this morning, that as the prayer teams this morning, when Jesus says, look at me, something changes. And this morning, you need to hear that. If you're here today and there's chaos around you, there's stuff going on that's trying to take you down, you need that eye contact with the Lord. And this morning, the prayer teams, they'll pray for you. And when you look at them, you're going to see Him. You're going to see Him through them this morning. And that's what community is about. I'm excited about the 12th too. So I think it's going to be really, really a start of something big. So I've told you guys before, it's important that our children know godly men and godly women. Your parents, you're 99% of life parents, but there's another part that the body of Christ plays. I mean, I got to meet Zion this morning. I didn't know, he looks like a twin to my grandson, Andrew. I thought it was a girl. I didn't care. I don't know why. I was in my mind, I was like, that's the boyest looking girl I've ever seen in my life, but that's good. He's my grandson's twin. He's a boy. That's cool. So thank you for being here this morning. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you, Tyler, for sharing. Thank you, Sharon, for sharing. And if you need Jesus to have some eye time with you, let these guys pray with you, and something's going to happen, okay? God bless you guys. Thank you for coming.